The first one is a response to the question by the Maldives on what can small island developing states do to address tax avoidance, which specifically addresses their situation. You look at the fossil fuel company Shell. On their website, they have publicly declared that they derived $120 million in revenues from Colombia and paid zero in taxes to Colombia. It's on their website. Now, when a big fossil fuel company like this doesn't pay taxes, it avoids taxes. It has money which it can use to continue its polluting activities. So at a minimum, there should be public country by country reporting on all fossil fuel companies and all high emission companies actually, on how much tax they are paying in each jurisdiction where they operate. And this should be a part of the protocol on illicit financial flows. And this is something which all small island developing states should definitely push for, because they are the ones who will be most directly affected by this. So that is my specific response to the question by Maldives. And then I have three other points. The second is that in this negotiation, we have seen that developing countries need better coordination between the diplomats in New York and the tax officials who actually know the substance. So now going forward, this is going to become quite a substantive negotiation. And at the South Center, we strongly encourage all of you who are concerned to get in touch with your tax officials and regularly consult them so that you can actively participate. And my last two points are that there are two specific areas on which the developed countries will strongly push for, which needs to be managed. The first one is they will try to push for the principle of consensus, because this is directly designed to neutralize the numerical majority of the global south. Consensus is pushed to neutralize the global majority of the global south. So we need to make sure that the decision-making process of the UN Tax Convention is on the democratic principle of voting. This is the first very, very important point, because the developed countries will push very strongly on this, because that's what they've been doing so far. And the second and the last point is that another point where the developed countries will push very strongly is on complementarity with the OECD's work, which is another way of saying that the UN Tax Convention should not come up with any solution if there is a solution by the OECD already. So we need to push for an open-ended scope. The UN Tax Convention should be able to deal with any problem it sees fit, whether or not the OECD has a solution. Because if this principle of complementarity goes ahead, then the UN Tax Convention will constantly be paying second fiddle to the failed solutions of the OECD. So we need to make sure that the UN Tax Convention has an open-ended scope and it can deal with any problem it sees fit, whether or not it's been dealt with by the OECD. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chaudhary, also for your exchange.